Okay, so in terms of continuing on Mem Zayin and Beis in the Tosfos, but let's just pull out the concepts from the Tosfos. Okay, the mechanics are a little complicated. Rabbi Hananel and the Yerushalmi, but bottom line in terms of Svara, the Tosfos has two possibilities in understanding the Shitas HaBavli. Okay, so just a little bit of background. A little bit of background is like this. The Yerushalmi says that our Mishnah over here of putting the Mayim under the fire is Rabbi Yossi. Okay. And they hold that according to the Rabbanan it would be Mutter. Okay. Right? But what Tosa's question is like this. Rabbeinu Hananel mentions a comparable case. He says that putting the water under the fire would be no different than taking ice and putting it around the fire. In other words, Rabbeinu Hananel's contention was that when Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to put kalim around that contain water, that's because the kalim contain the water. The water is contained. And it's not exposed to the fire. The fire is not exposed to the mayim. When the fire burns, it will expose the mayim. But you're not putting mayim mamish around the fire. You're putting a hefsik. There's a hefsik. The term he uses is hefsik. There's some hefsik between the mayim and the fire. So Rabbeinu Hananel was learning. That's why it's good in the case of the of kuf chaf. Because there's a hefsik. But he says, if there's no hefsik, then even the Rabbanan would agree that it's aser. That's what Rabbeinu Hananel holds. And he says, then there's no difference between the case of where you're putting the mayim under the fire and when you're putting mechitzas shel mayim around the fire. Right? Rabbeinu Hananel says, in both of those cases, it would be aser. Okay? I guess I got sucked into the mechanics over here. So Tosus mentions that there's a Yerushalmi that says that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, right? Meaning to say that Mayim that the Mayim under the Nair would be Usher. According to the Mutter according to the Rabbana. Right?
Wait, the Mayim isn't that what we just said? Isn't that in the Mishnah here?
No, the way the Bavli learns, that it's usher for the Rabbanan to put the Mayim under the Nair, right? And therefore the Mishnah is a Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi, the Yerushalmi learns the Mishnah is only Rabbi Yossi, meaning the Rabbanan would say it's Mutter. Okay. So there's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. Right? That's clear. It's clear that there's a machlokas in our case, in our Mishnah, between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. That the Bavli holds, it's usher to put the Mayim under the Nair, even if you hold Gram Kivui's Mutter. This is worse than Gram Kivui, right? And the Yerushalmi holds that it's the same thing. It's still Gram Kivui. Right? Okay. But we're trying, Tosfos is trying to understand the Shitas HaBavli. So he says, his question is like this: when Bavli disagrees, we disagree with the Yerushalmi, and we say it's aser to put the mayim directly under the nair. What would the Bavli say about a mechitza shel mayim? That's his question, right? What would the Bavli say about a mechitza shel mayim? Is there a distinction? And this is the theoretical point that I was trying to get to before I got trapped in the cheshvan. But this is the theoretical question. Bavli says it's also to put Mayim under the Nair. Okay. And Rabbeinu Hananel says because there's no hefsik between the Mayim and the Nair. Okay. But what would Bavli say about Mayim around a spreading fire? What case is it like? Yeah, but what case that we have in the Bavli is it like?
We put the water in a jar?
No, because that's a hefsek. No, that we know. It's similar to the talis case. Right?
When you put water on it?
When you put water directly on the talis. Right? In other words, Tosus is trying to explain now the original question that the Rif was bothered with. What is the difference between water under the Nair and water around a fire? Yeah. Right? In other words, I understand that it's mutter when the water is contained in Kalim. And I understand that it's different when it's not contained in Kalim. But why is it usser? But why is it seem, according to Bavli, that it's usser when it's under the Nair, the mamish, the maya mamish, and it's mutter when the maya mamish is around the deleika, right? Like a talis case, right?
Can you say that it?
That's the way Tosus is learning, right? In other words, Tosus wants to say that that according to Bavli, the mechitza shel mayim is mutter. He's trying to argue with Rabbeinu Chananel that the mechitza shel mayim is mutter according to the Rabbanon, right? But the mayim under the nitzotzos is usher according to the Rabbanon. That's why Bavli says our Mishnah on Kumam Zayin is even the Rabbanon. And while they still hold that you can put mayim on the talis, why? Because one is under the mayim and one is on the side of the mayim. So what is the difference between being under the mayim and being on the side of the mayim? So he says, he tries to explain. He says, "Venira lefi di lefi hashas shalanu." The third wide line, "Yesh lechalik di b'mechitza shel mayim." And he's trying to include the case of the talis. Afagav de'ein davar mafsik. What does he mean by that? He means to say that the water is not contained in something. Mikomo kom shari she'ein ha'esh nofeles l'socha mayim lehedja. It's not the case. The fire doesn't fall into the mayim. It's got to burn its way across. Okay. Ki hocha she'amayim tachas ha'nitzotzos u'mekarev kibuyon tfei. That's his first possibility, his first idea, is that you need two things. You need there to be no hefsek, and you need it to be that the mayim goes, that the fire is nofel directly into it. Only then will we call it really mekarev kibuyov. But if it's either contained in something like the kalim, or the fire has to travel, has to burn further to get to it, then it's purely grama. So what's the difference between the fire getting to the water by falling and the fire getting to the water by burning? How come when the fire gets to the water because it falls to the water, that he calls Makariv Kiboy and is Usher, according to the Rabbanon? But when the fire has to burn to reach the water, or crack open Kalim to reach the water, then he says that's just Grama and it's Mutter. Okay, we can exclude the Mayim in the Kalim case, because that's just not in the Sinas Mayim. But well, why is it when it burned, when it gets to the Mayim by burning, that's Mutter, and when it gets to the Mayim by Nefila, that's Aser? That's our question. In other words, he was learning that's the machlokas between Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says there's no difference between the two cases, and they're both mutter according to the Rabbanan. And that's why the Yerushalmi says this Mishnah must be Rabbi Yossi. Okay, but the Bavli worked it out that it's even possible to say this Mishnah is the Rabbanan. How? Because it's different when the fire falls directly into the water. And is extinguished immediately. But what kind of a difference does that make? I mean, this is all still the Rabbanan according to Tosus. It's not Kiyuei Mamash. It still is just what he calls Makariv Kibui. So in other words, let's try to work with our definition that we have so far. And our definition that we have so far is that grama is when you cause the maisa of kibbuy itself, right? That's our general concept of grama, right? So in other words, you define the maisa kibbuy. So here the maisa kibbuy is putting mayim al ha'or. And as long as all you are doing is causing that maisa to come about, that's just a grama of the maisa, right? So in all of the cases, unless you're doing like Tosa says, like catching the spark with the water actively, you're not considered to be nosein hamayim ala or. All you're doing is setting up a situation where the maisa of the meeting of the mayim and the or takes place, right? You're setting that up situation up. But what's the difference? And if it's in the kli, then you're not doing a maisa nesina at all. That's also clear that it's just setting up the situation of the nesinas mayim later. But what's the difference if you're setting up the situation in a way where it comes about through nefila, through the air, or through burning further? That's definitively what our question comes down to. Why is it more of a nesinas? Why is it closer to the idea of nesinas mayim al ha'or when the situation is relying on the or falling into the water as opposed to the or burning to the water? Why is that roy to be gozer on? And I don't mean motivation wise. I mean, what is the chilek that we can say this is closer to the maisa of kibbuy than stam if you wet the talus and the fire burns towards it? Tos has already said his piece. He said it's different because it's falling directly into the water. But we don't know what that means. We don't see any relevance to that idea. Okay, so we need to forget about that reason that Tos gave. He must be indicating something, and we're not seeing what that something is. Our best chance of seeing that something is to look at it on our own, just see, think about what kind of chilukim there are in these cases. And once we actually see for ourselves the differences, then we'll be able to figure out which one is he identifying with this kind of a language. Language is associated with some idea, but if you're not getting the idea from the language, that means you don't have the idea, so it's not doesn't have a meaning to you. So you've got to just forget about the words. Let's just think about an idea. So if I were to ask you, what is the difference in the kibbuy when the kibbuy is from the fila through the air versus the burning? Just very, very practically, what am I putting out?
You're stopping the fuel.
What am I putting out in each case?
Spark versus a fire.
Okay. More specifically, what am I extinguishing in each case?
Well, a spark.
In other words, the distance between the two. Let's put it this way. When there's a distance between the two, that means I'm not putting the water on the fire that is burning. I'm putting the water in a place where fire will reach it. But the fire that I'm extinguishing is different in both cases.
If you want to say it like that.
So let me ask you a question. When the fire is burning, yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to say, like, in the case where you set up the...
Just a little bit. The importance of what you're saying. And so we're thinking like this now. When the fire travels, when Tosa says that the other one is nofil in the air and goes out immediately, whereas the case of the mechitzos shel mayim travel, right, directly under it. What does that really mean? It makes a big difference in what the water is extinguishing. In other words, the full maisa kibbuy would be to take the fire that is burning now and extinguish it. Okay? If I put water on the end of the talus, in essence, what am I extinguishing?
The fire.
Which fire?
Fire that started right next to the wet spot.
The new fire. A new fire.
Okay.
that's coming to the wet spot.
I want to say the opposite, though.
Hold on. Whereas if I put Mayim under the Nair that's burning here, and a spark falls out, it's the same Nair that was burning here that I'm putting out. It's not a new fire. It's the same ore from the source. It just is displaced from its source. Now, as I've just relocated the initial fire, as opposed to waiting for new fire to come to me. So he's saying, Mekarev kibuyov is the mayim under the nair, because it really is its kibuy. There is the initial kibuy. In other words, if I would run it backwards, in slow motion backwards, it would be, what fire did I put out? It's sort of like, instead of bringing the water to the fire, I brought a part of the fire to the water, but it's mamash a part of that fire. As opposed to the Talis case, it's a grumma, because the entity that the kibuy is on doesn't really exist yet. Whereas over there, the entity of the kibuy is there. I'm just waiting for it to come to me instead of me going to it. So that I think is a good chiluk. Is that what he's indicating? We could say so. Of course, he doesn't say that much, but that's what I think. So it would mean that I'm, in other words, and in this sense, it's like the Maisa and more and Roy for Xera. Why is it like the Maisa? Because the Maisa would be to do a direct action to the fire that's existing now. Grama would be to do an action, would be to do an action that doesn't partake of Nesinas Mayim al Ha'esh that exists now. That's either because there's no Nesinas Mayim because the Mayim is contained in the jug, or because the Esh doesn't exist now that I'm going to extinguish. But if I put Mayim Mamish in a place that catches the Esh Mamish that's there, then it's going to be like Kibuy, closer to Kibuy. So that's one possibility. And in that way, there's no difference. In that way, there's a big difference between what? The Mayim under the fire and the Mayim to the side of the fire. But Tosis is not done. That's right. Now he says like this. He has one more case. Now he has one more possibility. He says like this. This is a little bit. Well, let's see. He says va'o de'ikal meimar dehashas shalanu oser b'mechitzos shamayim l'rabbanan. Now he has another possibility. That according to the Rabbanon, really even a mechitza shamayim would be aser. I mean, up to now I've been equating mechitza shamayim and talis just because it's easier to think about for me. But now Tos is saying, no. Let's maybe in reality, if you took solid water, right, and you made a wall out of water, not with magic, with ice, right? You made a wall out of water, that would be usr according to the Bavli. But then, and there's no difference between the wall of water and the basin of water catching the spark. In other words, we negate the concept of new fire. We don't view it like a new fire. We view it like the same fire marching through. Because the other svara depended on and considering it a new fire. Yeah, but he's not sure about that. It's possible to say we don't make that kind of a distinction either. Right? I mean, you don't, like by grama, like by Nezikin, we say it's your fire. And that's sort of like the question, is it chait is like your arrow? Is a fire like your arrow? So maybe on Shabbos we don't make that distinction, okay? But then you have the problem of how are you matir the Mechdetales case? How could you possibly tell me that you can't put ice around a fire that's burning, but you can wet a talus? How is that possible to differentiate between those two cases? So here's his attempt. He says like this: "Oh, the ikalim meimar dehashas shelanu oser b'mechisa shomayim lirabbanan umishum hachi muki mas nisin kirabbanan upolig ayirushalmi." That says it's mutter to have mechisa shomayim, but still it's not like the talis shochas bo ha'or mitzad echad. Why she'eno elish lo tispashet ha'or? Because in that case, all you're doing is so that the fire doesn't spread. But what does that mean? That's why anybody's doing any of these things so the fire doesn't spread. What's the distinction between saying it's mutter to put mayim on the talis, because that's so the talis, so the water doesn't spread, so the fire doesn't spread. But if you could build an ice sculpture around the fire, that would be usser, because it's makariv kiboy. Where's the chilek over there? Take a look at the Ran on Chaf Aleph on the base. The Ran has a similar svar, it seems. It speaks a little bit more, so maybe it's easier to get it from... Maybe it'll hit you in a different way. The last Ran in Kira. So he says like this, Lo yitein l'socha mayim v'neshu mechaber. May Erev Shabbos. It does a kiboy. It's usher from Erev Shabbos. Yaf val pi shenos in the mayim Erev Shabbos. Usher mishkayim kiboy and itzotzos and nofel shem b'Shabbos. Fine. That's how far the gzir goes. Even Erev Shabbos. Velo domi l'talis she'ochas bo ha'or. It's not like the talis that caught fire. The sharin on per kol kisvei. Litin ala mayim sad echad. Over there we say even on Shabbos you can put the mayim on Sad Echad, right? This is not like that. Yeah, but why? Why? V'im kovso kovso. De'hasam haynu taima lefi she'ein hamayim mechaben es hadeleika elamonin shelo tispashik. Shelo yispashe ha'or. Aval hocha tvei migorim havi. No, not much more. Same idea though. Doesn't really say more, that much more. But what does he say? Let me see.
Is he learning us like the case of Ikuv?
Yeah, he's learning us like... No, he's trying to equate it to the Ikuv case, trying to equate it somehow to poshet or shel gdi over it or something. But it's like the Ritva said on Kufchaf, that there's a difference between mayim and or. He didn't say it exactly, but he said mayim is a mechabe, mayim is a mice, is an entity of kiboy. So here you're doing an entity of kiboy. What do you mean it's just Ikuv? What's the difference if you make an entity of kiboy as a machitza, or if you make an entity of kiboy and you put it on the begin? Okay. So let me tell you what I think. Let me tell you what I think about this, okay? I think this is a different concept. It has to do with grama. Okay? And in terms of grama, what we're saying is that grama is when you're doing a maisa of the kiboy, but not direct, in an indirect way, right? So the maisa of the kiboy is for the mayim and the esh and the or to meet. The direct maisa would be to nesinas mayim ala or. Here you're putting the mayim where the or is coming, right? So it's an indirect nesinas mayim, and that tosis all disaster, according to the Bavli. That's the nitzotzos, and that would be a machitza shel mayim. So what does he mean that it's okay by the talis, because it's just kidei shelo yispashet? I think what he means is like this. Ikuv is mutter, right? Lis'akev is mutter. But in order to define your maisa, so now he's saying like this, you have to be able to define your maisa as a maisa of ikuv, as opposed to a maisa of delayed kiboy. Because if the kiboy comes about through, here's the distinction that he's trying to make. There's a difference between doing a maisa of kiboy in a delayed fashion, and a maisa of hatzolas dovar, that will cause a maisa of kiboy. In other words, here's a new form of groma. What I'm trying to say is that this is a different level of groma. There's one level of groma where we say you're doing the thing in a delayed way, right? But that he holds is aser. in order to be mutter, it has to be that you are not doing the maisa of kibui at all, not even in a delayed way. But how do we make it? How do we define that? When do we say you're doing the maisa kibui delayed, and when you're not doing the maisa kibui at all? If there's another maisa that we can say you're doing, then we can define that maisa by this. We can define what you're doing by another maisa. Then we'll say that's a grama, that the maisa that you did engendered a situation of kibui, but you did not do the maisa of kibui. So he's saying, but there has to be an object that we can say you're working on. There has to be a cheftza that we can say you're qualifying in a certain way. You understand? If I just have a floor and I put up a barrier of water, all I'm doing is placing water on the fire indirectly.
And okay? The pot is not the same thing.
Which one?
Putting the water in the pitcher is not the same thing.
Putting the water in the pitcher, I'm not even doing a maisa nesinas mayim. But if I have a beged and I say my maisa is I just want to prevent the water from getting the fire from burning this part, I'm doing another maisa of hatzala, which is mutter. Then we don't say that since your maisa of hatzala, which is mutter, results in a maisa kibui, that's grama. We don't say that. So there has to be, what I'm trying to say is like this, there has to be another activity that we can say that you're osek in. If I just make a mechitza shomayim, all I'm really doing is orchestrating that the mayim will put out the fire when it gets here.
Aren't you saving the rest of your house?
I am saving the rest of my house, but that's not in my maisa. Because I'm not doing a maisa to my house. You can only say that by an entity like a talus that I can soak, I can saturate. I'm not really wetting my house down. You're right. If a guy would hose down his whole house and soak the floorboards, that would be good. But he's not doing that over here. He's not making the house fireproof. He just happens to be setting up a barrier between the house and the fire. That barrier is just a mechabe. So all he's doing is putting a mechabe in the way.
I hear the distinction like that, but I don't understand then how the water in the pitchers is not the same thing. You're just setting up.
Oh, that's different because that's not even doing a maisa of nesinas mayim.
The fact that you put it in the pitcher and knew it was gonna the burst. What difference is it in the pitcher and it's going to extinguish it or if it's not?
Oh, because the grama has to still, in order for us to have grama that's usser, it still has to be the maisa of kibui, but in a delayed way. So if the mayim is in the pitcher, we say that's not even a nesinas mayim.
Why not?
Because the mayim, there's no mayim, you didn't put mayim mamish anywhere. You just made a situation that will produce mayim. That's not a nesinas mayim. There has to be a break from your maisa. Right, so that's what I'm trying to say. If the mayim in the cot is good, in the kalim is good, because that's not a placing of water. But if you place, but even a delayed placement of water is usur, unless you can say you're osik in another thing. Then I'll say, in other words, the maisa that I'm doing has to have some objective other than the kibui in order for me to define it as not a maisa of delayed kibui. If my maisa that I'm doing happens to result in kibui, that's a grama. That is exactly a grama that we're not worried about. But if there's no kiyum of the maisa other than the delayed kibui, that's an isser, because it's like you're osik in kibui, even in a delayed way. You have to be osik in something else. What you're osik in happens to also be that it will produce a kibui? That's a grama. In other words, so here he's saying it's grama in terms of the gavra that's mutter. But if the gavra is just doing a kibui al yedei grama, that's also. Gavra has to be osik in something that's mutter. And then we say that if what you're osik in brings about the kibui indirectly, it's not a psik resha, because it's not directly in your maisa. Oh, we'll have to think about that later. But then that's called a groma.
What's he osik?
Hatsala. He's osik in fireproofing. Okay. That's what he's osik in. Okay, he's fireproofing his tal. The rest of his talus is being fireproofed.
What if it wasn't on fire?
In other words, why can't? In other words, we're saying that ma'akev the deleika is mutter, always. And kiboy, even Aide Grama, is usher, he's learning. Right? But what's the chilak? I mean, if you're ma'akev deleika through kiboy, then it's just semantics. Right? Is that sort of what's bothering you? No, what's bothering you?
Language is the last one.
So the thing is, we're saying like this: saying it's not a kiboy, it's not a kiboy at all when you're putting water not on the fire. That's not kiboy. Right? That's never kiboy. That's not a maisa of kiboy. Okay. The only thing it could be is a groma of kiboy. Okay. Now he's saying though, this whole approach is saying that groma though, we break it down into two groups. We say there's a groma that's mutter. And then there's something that's worse than grama. That's Makariv Kiboy, which we say is Asur. Okay? What is the distinction? That's what Tosfos is working for, is looking for. When do we say it's grama, and when do we say it's worse than grama, and it's Makariv Kiboy? Okay? So what I'm trying to say is that what Tosfos is saying in the second answer is that it depends on whether we can say that the Nesinas Mayim right now accomplishes something. Other than kiboy, other than a delayed kiboy, is there some product that I did? Did I make something that I'm allowed to make? So yes, I'm allowed to make a beged that won't burn. There's nothing wrong with making a beged that won't be susceptible to burning on Shabbos, right? You'll tell me, yeah, but in this situation, it's going to put out a fire, and the fire is coming. That's true. So that's a groma from my maisa, from my making my beged not subject to someone being able to burn it. It turns out that in this situation, it engenders a kiboy. But that's a groma.
That you're doing something else?
That's right.
And it ended up in a kiboy?
That's right. The groma has to be that I did something else that ended up in a kiboy. It's not just that I did a kiboy indirectly.
Because if you did it before Shabbos, for sure it's fine.
That's right.
You went the whole beged.
Yeah, you're right. If there was no fire here, there certainly would be mutter too. I'm very nervous. I'm afraid there's going to be a fire. I can certainly do that. Or if I... right? Okay. So for instance, practically speaking, some people say, well, how can you ever open and close your door into your house on Shabbos? It's going to raise the temperature and cause your heating system to change, right? But that is certainly a groma. And you're doing something else.
Walking into your house.
You know what I mean? That is vadai. This type of an idea. I saw Rav Henkin has. He holds that's part of that's his het there. It's a little bit controversy what Rav Henkin held. Rav Moshe seems to hold that he was machmir with this refrigerator, but he has it in his, in the sefer, of his that he says it's mutter. And I believe one of the svaras he gives is that if you do a maisa in one place, and it causes something else somewhere else, you don't call that that's a pure grama, and then that's not a maisa at all. I have to go through it. It'd be interesting to go through those more carefully.
Like a water fountain? Is that similar?
Like you're saying, you're just doing your opening and closing your door to the refrigerator. That's all your intention is. And you don't say, you're not direct. You don't say, well, that's going to cause something else to happen at some later time. That's just a grammar. But okay, so I think that's a good. I think we did well on the Rashi, the Ran, and the Tosas. There's one more sheet though. That's the Ritva. We can finish that off. That'd be then. Then I'd like to take up some practical questions on this, if we could.